This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, tonight. My guest tonight is a DJ from San Diego who has remixed some of the biggest stars in the world, including Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, and most recently, the Queen of Pop, Madonna, all set to hit the decks this weekend for various Mardi Gras parties in Sydney. Joining me on the line is Mr. Drew G. Welcome to Joy, Drew.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You have been DJing all over the US. You're in Sydney at the moment for a few Mardi Gras gigs. How does our local club scene measure up to the US?
I actually love your local club scene here. This is my fourth time in Sydney now. I've been to three Mardi Gras so far. The underwear party is probably my favorite party I play in all the parties I play. Super excited to play Day Wash this year for amazing things about. So you guys have like a really, really great scene, and the people here really love to go out and have fun, and I love it.
Now, Drew, I understand that before you got into DJing, you were playing a guitar in various death metal bands. And that's quite different from your DJ work. When did the DJ first start?
I wanted to actually get into record labels and working in the industry when I was working with my death metal bands and doing all that production work. And I wound up getting a job at a dance label. And I started working under Never DJ. And I started to really like it. And I started kind of dabbling in my free time, and that turned into getting a little bar gig, and then that little bar gig turned into a big gig at a club, and then that gig turned into this after-hours party, which really had quite the crowd, and that gig turned into a gig at the Roxy, and that's where everything really started to change, and I started to realize that this was a path that I was going to really follow.
Now, Drew, your sound is being described as dirty pop. Now, blending pop with R&B and even rock, how has your sound developed over the years, and is it forever changing?
Our sound has changed tremendously over the years. Brian Kua, my remix partner, and I started out originally doing these kind of elaborate kind of mashups almost. The original dirty pop sound is very mashup-y, very happy, mashup-y, go-lucky, kind of let's throw 50 songs into one song and rearrange the lyrics and make it into something new. And that really caught on, and that was really fun for a while. And gradually, that kind of started changing and leaving. We kind of started going more toward an EDM route, which got very, very popular for a while. But nowadays, the actual real dirty pop sound is very electro, house, and a little bit of circuit, but still retaining that edgy sound that we had with pop vocals. It's always about the pop vocals. It's always about being edgier with our sound.
Now, speaking of which, a lot of DJs these days have become quite successful and have reached a mainstream audience. People like Avicii and David Guetta, even our own Nervo Twins, have had international hits all over the world. Is that the ultimate dream for yourself?
I really want to just keep continuing to build the brand and push the dirty pop brand into other countries. We're starting a Canadian tour that's going to go on in June through July. We're working on a South American tour and working on Brazil right now. The States are always one of the strongest places for us to play. Stateside New York City has a very strong dirty pop hold. Washington, D.C., San Diego, of course, being that it's our hometown. These are all, you know, big dirty pop cities. And we just constantly are expanding the brand and moving it into new places and trying to get it to more of a larger audience through the remixes and through the parties.
Speaking of the remixes, we love a good remix here on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. And you've remixed some of the biggest stars in the world, including Beyonce and Lady Gaga, and most recently Madonna with her track Living for Love. What's your process like in the studio?
The artist sends us all of the stems, they call them, which are all the layers of the actual track. Brian and I get those. We listen through and we come up with a concept, and then we kind of try to get that concept on paper, and then we start throwing it back and forth and editing it and changing it around and making it a little more edgy if possible, or cleaning up the sounds. It's just kind of a back and forth process until we kind of get it right. And you know when you hit it right, it just resonates with you when you got it the right way. So the part one of the Madonna mix, and we were the first ones to send it to her, and it was the first one's mix, and it's all over the radio in the States, so we're really proud of it.
Have you heard any personal feedback from Madonna herself on the remix?
I have not heard Madonna's specific feedback. I know that Madonna has personally picked my remixes. She sits through and she listens through all the remixes, and she personally approves them. So I know she is personally approved. I know Beyonce as well gets her mixes and that she personally approves them. Although I have gotten feedback statements from Beyonce on things where she wanted something changed or something to be edited differently, and we would do that and send it back for her.
Finally, Drew, you're DJing in Sydney this weekend. Are you planning on watching the parade and the party? What's going on?
I definitely want to attempt to do the parade again this year. Last year was crazy. Like, your guys' parade is nuts. Me and my fiance almost got trampled to death. It was crazy. People were just pushing and shoving. So we're trying to find ourselves a quiet little spot to kind of watch from a distance, I guess, this year, and not be in the crowd.
Exactly. Now, if you're in Sydney for Mardi Gras this weekend, you can catch Drew G at the Underwear Party at ARC tomorrow night, Oxford Hotel Friday night, and Day Wash Freak Show on Sunday. Check out Drew's website, officialdirtypop.net, and follow him on social media. Thanks for joining us tonight, Drew, on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries at all, and have a fabulous Mardi Gras, and enjoy your time here in Australia.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to see you guys out this week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.